Hello and welcome to a special edition of Campus Beat right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. I'm Dinah Jansen. In this episode, we provide details for all groups seeking to renew, establish, or increase their AMS student fee during the AMS referendum coming up this week, running November 12th, 13th, and 14th. Unfortunately, we did not hear back from most groups, so we are reading statements provided to us. AMS members will receive ballots in their email boxes at 12:01 a.m. on November 12th, where referendum questions upon which they can vote will be made available. In the meantime, here are some details about the various campus and community groups on the ballot this fall. Thank you for joining us. In our first segment, we're going to chat about the AMS Food Bank. The AMS Food Bank provides confidential and non-judgmental food options to members of the Queens community in the most comfortable environment possible. The Food Bank helps to ensure that Queens students can be healthy and productive as they pursue academic achievement and alleviate poverty amongst Queens community members. The student fee for the AMS Food Bank directly goes into purchasing food for patrons. With the small budget they currently have and the increase in grocery prices, it is becoming more difficult to provide patrons with the same reliable and quality food as in the past. With the financial burden caused by an increased cost of living, the AMS Food Bank's number of patrons is increasing. This is leading to shortages in the food bank as well as more patrons requesting special items. The AMS Food Bank offers a service where patrons can request items matching dietary accommodation not included in their regular stock, and this year they are noticing an increase in requests. The increase in the fee will go directly toward purchasing food to meet the increased demand. In addition, the fee will allow the AMS Food Bank to operate longer so that more patrons can seek access to food which matches their schedule rather than having to accommodate to match the hours. This is beneficial for the students as food should not be the largest concern a student has, and by providing access to adequate healthy food, the AMS Food Bank can ensure that students are able to stay healthy and full while focusing on their academics. And next up, we have a statement from the Queens First Aid Campus Response Team, also on the ballot for the fall 2025 AMS referendum. The Queens First Aid Campus Response Team is a student-run, volunteer, 24/7 on-call campus response team that has served the Queens community since 1986. Queens First Aid provides emergency first aid services to those in need and is dispatched to incidents via the Queens Emergency Report Center. QFA also attends university and student events by request and offers St. John's Ambulance First Aid courses at discounted prices for students. The QFA student fee is the unit's only revenue source and is used to pay for training, equipment, and volunteer development. The unit maintains a partnership with the Queens Department of Campus Security and Emergency Services, participating in joint marketing campaigns promoting the emergency report line. And coming up in our next segment, we were able to catch up with Ryan Ludicus of Kingston Canadian Film Festival to chat about this organization and its referendum campaign. All right. Welcome, Ryan. Thank you so much for joining us here to chat about Kingston Canadian Film Festival. I wonder if you could tell our listeners about your group.
Yes, thank you, Donna. Happy to. So the Kingston Canadian Film Festival has been around since 2001, so 25 years now. And we are the world's largest all-Canadian film festival. So we dedicate our entire five-day festival every February to showcasing exclusively Canadian content and artists, and we've expanded recently to also doing not just films but music, TV, comedy, all the Canadian performing arts is really important to our organization. And we've also become more year-round with the Broom Factory, which I'm coming to you live from, where we do tons of awesome off-season programming.
Thank you so much. And now, Ryan, what is Kingston Canadian Film Festival's referendum question?
Yeah, so our question is, do you agree to the continuation of our opt-out 50-cent fee? It was initially instituted in 2013 and last went to referendum in 2022.
Thank you so much. And now, why should AMS students support Kingston Canadian Film Festival?
Kingston Canadian Film Festival is, to its core, a very Queens-centric organization, despite the fact that it no longer operates underneath Queens. It was started by a Queens student named Alex Jansen, and He started that back in 2001 when he was a student himself. We employ a ton of Queen's students in various levels of the organization. Four out of our five full-time staff are Queen's alum, myself included. But then also, more importantly, especially going into this current triennial review, we would like to put the fee that we receive from this organization towards our Creative Industries Day, which is a co-production with the Queen's Film and Media Department, and gives tons of the Queen's student body free access to professional development opportunities. It's on the Friday of our festival every year, and it's tons of panels and workshops and networking events where students can get access to some of the best industry professionals and find ways to break into the industry. So that's our main goal for going for this year. That we would like to enhance with this fee and give back to the student body.
Thank you very much. And now, last question for you, sir. How can people learn more about Kingston Canadian Film Festival and also vote in the upcoming referendum?
They can go to kingcanfilmfest.com. That's our website. You can find tons of information on our organization there, both the festival coming up next February 25th to March 1st, 2026, and then also all of our year-round programming and training programs and whatnot can be found on the website. Our socials are the same: King Can Film Fest, Instagram and Facebook. Follow us there for more up-to-date updates as we lead into KCFF 26. And to vote, please keep an eye on your emails. This is, I mean, I was a student again not too long ago. It's very important because you are voting with your money. You are deciding where your money goes. There's tons of amazing organizations deserving of your fees, and you get to decide what you feel is the most deserving. So keep an eye on your emails. November 12th is when the voting starts, and then November 14th is when it ends. So keep an eye on your emails and vote as soon as you get it.
Well, thank you very much, Ryan, for joining us, and very best wishes to you and your team for a successful
Thank you
campaign.
so much, and to you guys as well.
And thank you to Ryan Ludicus of Kingston Canadian Film Festival for taking the time to join us for an interview here on CFRC during our referendum coverage. Coming up next, we have a statement from the Queen's Pinoy Association. The Queen's Pinoy Association is a student-run cultural organization that aims to create a supportive and inclusive space that represents Filipino heritage and welcomes students of all backgrounds. Their club was founded in 2019 and was ratified under the AMS in 2023. QPA has worked toward integrating cultural understanding in campus life through hosting social events open to all students and collaborating with other cultural clubs. Their goal is to create meaningful experiences of cultural expression, peer support, and intercultural collaboration in hopes of contributing to a more diverse Queens community. Up to this point, QPA events have relied on small-scale fundraising and multiple executive contributions, which limit the quality and quantity of opportunities the club can offer. In order to sustain and expand, the Queens Pinoy Association are requesting a student fee of 10 cents with an opt-out option. This modest fee will provide sufficient financial aid while remaining accessible to students. The opt-out model respects student choice while also empowering QPA to plan and deliver high-quality events in hopes of benefiting a broad range of students. Funds raised will directly support cultural and social events such as potlucks, karaoke nights, and game nights, activities that have consistently had strong participation and positive feedback from students. In addition, the funding will also contribute to collaborations with other student organizations and highlighting diverse cultures and traditions across campus. The student fee will also help cover essential costs, including materials, food, equipment, and venue rentals, ensuring that the events are well organized for the student body. Overall, QPA hopes to continually create lasting impacts on student life by creating opportunities for inclusivity, diversity, and strengthening the sense of community at Queen's.
Another bomb touchdown, 'cause you get ya nothing. Oh, 'cause you see my all, oh, alone.
And we are back on our special referendum edition of Campus Beat. You just heard brand new stuff from local rockers Casador. The song was called Big Man Keen. Coming up next, we're going to chat about another referendum-seeking club called Project Sunshine, Queen's Chapter. Queen's Project Sunshine is a university chapter of Project Sunshine, an international not-for-profit organization that brings free educational, creative, and social programming to children facing medical challenges. Their club provides three avenues of engagement: teleplay, sending sunshine, and fundraising. They currently have 11 volunteers. In the teleplay program, their volunteers lead interactive virtual game sessions for pediatric patients and their families. All of their members receive standardized training from Project Sunshine and vulnerable sector checks before volunteering. They initiated bi-weekly teleplay programming at their partner health facility in August 2022. In the Sending Sunshine program, volunteers assembled developmentally appropriate activity kits for pediatric patients. Each of the kits includes supplies for a themed arts and crafts activity. Since January 2022, the club has created and delivered 150 activity kits for pediatric patients at the Kingston Partner Facility. Finally, Queen's Project Sunshine engages in fundraising to support the mission of Project Sunshine Canada, with every $1 raised supporting the creation of one activity kit. The club has raised $3,100 since January 2022 with two fundraisers. Although Project Sunshine provides logistic and organizational support to all university chapters, no budgetary support is given. Therefore, the club has no budget for team socials, marketing, fundraising, and volunteer appreciation, all of which are critical components of the club experience. The club has used creative solutions to engage in these activities, but the club cannot eliminate the financial burden for its volunteers, which is not sustainable over the long term. With a student fee, Queen's Project Sunshine would increase its club's financial accessibility by covering the cost of vulnerable sector checks and fundraising materials for volunteers. The club also would be able to run more on-campus outreach and fundraising events for the Queen's community. Ultimately, this would allow the club to expand its capacity and better achieve its mandate of bringing joy and play to pediatric patients. And coming up next, we are going to chat about the Queen's Bridge Building Team and Queen's Enjoqueers, two clubs, both on the ballot in the fall 2025 AMS referendum. The Queen's Bridge Building Team is a multidisciplinary engineering design team at Queen's University consisting of sub-teams that contain 8 to 10 members. Each sub-team designs and constructs innovative bridges solely from popsicle sticks, white glue, and dental floss. Team members come up with innovative ways to take their ideas from paper to creating a bridge spanning a 1 meter distance. Team members compete annually in the Troitsky Bridge Building Competition held at Concordia University in Montreal. The Troitsky Bridge Building Competition represents an opportunity to expose the spirit, creativity, and knowledge of Queen's engineers to future professionals and industry partners. In addition, team members will be able to connect with students from other universities as well as getting an opportunity to experience Montreal culture. And coming up now, we're going to chat about Queen's Enjoqueers. Queen's Enjoqueers runs meaningful, informative, charitable, and or career-enhancing events and initiatives to cultivate a positive, accepting, inclusive, and accessible environment for queer-identified students and their allies in engineering. As queer people are often marginalized and underrepresented in professional engineering, the club's aim is to empower those students and give them the tools they need to succeed. Queen's Enjoqueers is also a part of a national not-for-profit organization, Enjoqueers Canada, which allows them to expand their members' networks and provide them with access to more resources. This November, the Alma Mater Society at Queen's University will hold its annual fall referenda for AMS student fee collecting groups on November 12th, 13th, and 14th. The referendum will be held online via Simply Voting. Eligible students will receive an email from the AMS at 12:01 a.m. on November 12th with instructions and links to cast their ballots online. Learn more about AMS elections and referenda at myams.org.
My name is Genevieve, and I'll be hosting Peace, Love, and Jenny on CFRC 101.9 FM on Saturday evenings at 8 p.m. We'll be exploring everything from pop and soul to funk, jazz, and even a touch of hip-hop. Music that spans decades but all connects through good vibes, peace and love, and of course, a little bit of me, Jenny. See you there!
Sign up now to take over CFRC's airwaves for free. CFRC 101.9 FM invites all Queen's University student groups, clubs, and Kingston community organizations to take over our airwaves. Join us on air for an hour to talk about your student group or community organization and also present your own playlist of fun music chosen by your team. This is a great opportunity to talk about what your group does, how others can get involved or provide support, any big events your group has coming up, and how to keep up with the latest news about your group. You can apply by visiting cfrc.ca/contact and selecting Apply for a club community takeover. This free opportunity is made possible through the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Radio Meters program.
And coming up next, we're going to chat about Queen Students for Special Olympics, another club running a fee in the AMS fall referendum. Students for Special Olympics is a student-run club that provides free weekly sports practices to children and youth in the Kingston community with intellectual disability. In partnership with Special Olympics Ontario, they hope to provide the Kingston community with an hour of engaging and inclusive physical activity. The club promotes diversity and inclusion and helps bring awareness of the Special Olympics movement to the Queen's community. Each week, a group of student coaches and athletes from the Kingston community unite in the name of inclusive sport. Their executive team works to fundraise and create outreach opportunities to further promote its program to both Kingston and Queens communities. Their team of student volunteers are passionate about creating inclusive opportunities for individuals at any ability level to participate in fun physical activity. And coming up next, we're going to chat about SWAM Kingston, another team on the ballot in the fall AMS referendum. SWAM Kingston is a chapter of SWAM Canada, a not-for-profit organization which provides accessible and affordable swimming lessons for children with special needs. SWAM Kingston builds on the institutional strengths and successes of existing swimming lesson organizations. They are able to be more effective in injury prevention by providing lessons specifically targeted and adapted to those children at highest risk of drowning in our society. SWAM Kingston recruits its volunteers from the abundance of university-aged qualified swimming instructors and works with its community partners to properly train, educate, and prepare them for working with special needs children. SWAM Kingston rents out pool space twice a week and assigns one instructor to each child. By using innovative techniques to dramatically cut its operating expenses as well as by actively fundraising, SWAM Kingston is able to offer private swimming instruction at a rate affordable to even those living under the poverty line. Swimming lessons are half an hour long on weeknights and take place at the Arc Pool. And coming up next, we have CFRC 101.9 FM, also on the ballot during the AMS fall referendum, coming up November 12th, 13th, and 14th. CFRC 101.9 FM is Queen's Voice, your voice in the media. Broadcasting since 1922 and podcasting since 2018, CFRC is the space on campus where students share their voices, ideas, perspective, creativity, research, initiatives, and interests with the global community, make their marks, and jumpstart their careers. CFRC's music and spoken word content broadcasts on 101.9 FM, streams at cfrc.ca and various mobile apps, and podcasts through Spotify and Apple Music. 75% of CFRC pod and broadcasters are Queen's students or alumni who enjoy opportunities to engage with and shape their communities on campus in Kingston and around the world. Students are also members of the board of directors, ensuring student vision and leadership steers your campus radio station. 100% of student fees go directly to the maintenance and operation of the station in Lower Carruthers Hall, maintaining the space and one of the largest music collections in the region, keeping its equipment updated and in good repair, training broadcasters and podcasters, and paying staff wages. Fees also support the creation of student employment opportunities through SWEP and the Work Study Program and support the creation of news programming, public service announcements, and our daily broadcast concert and events calendars that inform students about current issues, events, and services of which they can take advantage. On and off the airwaves, students gained lifelong career-building skills in so many areas, including research, audio production, writing, oral presentation, listening and interviewing, time management, collaboration and team building, outreach and event planning, influencing others, customer orientation, strategic thinking, and leadership. And that's a wrap for CFRC 101.9 FM's news coverage of the AMS fall referendum. Students can learn more about the referendum by visiting myams.org, your student government's website, and follow the AMS on Instagram at queens_AMS. In the meantime, all AMS members at Queen's University should check their inboxes and even spam folders for ballots, which will be emailed at 12:01 a.m. on November 12th. Voting commences November 12th and runs through November 14th. This is your opportunity to vote on whether students and community groups can renew, increase, or establish student fees that fund student groups, services, and events that enhance campus life. Every yes or no vote directly impacts whether groups on the ballot this referendum will be on the fee slate next fall and directly impacts services available to students next year. Use your voice and ballot and vote November 12th, 13th, and 14th in the fall AMS referendum and stay tuned for our coverage of the AMS and SGPS elections coming up this winter. Thank you for tuning in to this special edition of Campus Beat. I'm Dinah Jansen.